Yes, it is Diabetes Week, and I thought today we'd tackle it head on. Everybody, I think, in our community, in our families, knows someone who's dealing with it. And a lot of times, things like this, you just brush it off. But it's time we all had a bit of a deeper look at actually how we are. How are the people around us? Who is dealing with it? And I thought today we'd grab a guy who came and spoke to us last week. His name's Sturt. He's from Sawtell, but he's also the manager of Diabetes Australia, or New South Wales branch and Queensland branch. He's working out of Sydney, but he's in Sawtell a couple of days a week. It's confusing, but he's a man of many kilometres. Good morning, Sturt. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Let's talk about this. The presentation you did to us last week involved one of our staff members. It was an amazing, heartfelt story. I love the way you opened the presentation last week, talking about everyone just thinks it's about jelly beans and things like that. A really simplistic look at it. And so it's time we all had a better look, and in particular, got ourselves checked out.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. You know, we often say, oh, you know, it's all about sugar and I've stopped eating sugar, but it's a much more complex topic than that. Can I briefly explain different types of diabetes? Okay, so probably three main types. I'll run through it quickly. So the first one's type 1. That's really the only type of diabetes that used to exist, happened mostly to children. It's an autoimmune disease, and it's where your own body attacks one of the organs in your body and actually takes away your ability to produce a hormone called insulin. And thereafter, the only treatment is multiple injections or a pump to inject insulin each day. That's quite an acute condition. And unless you seek urgent medical help once that happened and become diagnosed, it's a very debilitating, often fatal condition. The second one, which is probably what we hear more about, is type 2 diabetes. And sometimes we call it the lifestyle disease. But the reality is age is the biggest driver of type 2 diabetes. And that's where our body can't process the insulin or use the insulin properly. And so our blood glucose levels also become sort of heightened. But ethnic background, family history, all these things can drive type 2 diabetes, even if you're very, very fit. The fourth cause, though, of course, is lifestyle, and that's very much linked to being overweight. And even a few kilos overweight can be enough to actually put you into a state of type 2 diabetes. The third one I'll just briefly mention is gestational diabetes, and it's really the fastest growing type of diabetes, and that's diabetes in pregnancy. And we now have between 1 in 5 and 1 in 6 pregnancies now affected by diabetes. And, of course, that can lead to a larger-than-usual baby and then the complications that can come with that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And people should go and get themselves tested. What age group?
So, generally speaking, we say, regardless of how healthy you think you are, now, once you're above the age of 40, please add diabetes to your health check. So go, you know, have your blood pressure done, have your cholesterol done, but also get your diabetes test done as well. It's just a simple blood test these days. And if you come from a sort of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander background, then we would sort of suggest over about the age of 20, because you are, unfortunately, very much more predisposed to type 2 diabetes.
Genetic makeup,
yes.
So the other thing I loved that you brought up last week with us, and this is Diabetes Week, is about for stroke, for heart, for diabetes. It is all the same. It's a lot of just not eating processed foods, not eating as much, and looking after yourself. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, look, prevention for many, and in fact even some cancers these days as well. So, you know, heart, stroke, diabetes and some cancers, just having a good lifestyle is a fantastic place to start for prevention for any of those complications. You know, it's all the same. Treat your body well. We all know what to do. It's just easier sometimes not to do that. And so we would absolutely advocate, you know, eat less, eat more naturally, move more, you know, take your medications and no addictions, of course.
Also, you talk about the 4 T's to look out for people that are looking for signs. A lot of the times there won't be any, but can you run through what we should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so this is certainly with type 1 diabetes, and this can often happen with babies and very small children, but certainly very thirsty, going to the toilet a lot, extremely tired, and then losing weight, so becoming thin. Now, that's type 1, and we don't have really time to explain why that's the case.
Yep.
type 2, which is probably slightly less acute in terms of the immediacy of so we have, you know, up to 7 years before people get diagnosed from when they should. We have about 280 people every single day being diagnosed. But some of those have no symptoms at all. In fact, I was talking to a chap from, I think, Dubbo the week before last. His first inkling of diabetes was, in fact, he went and had an optometrist checkup, and the optometrist said, you actually have diabetic eye disease. And that's the first he knew. So sometimes, you know, we'll be a bit tired, might be going to the toilet a bit more, but sometimes we think, gee, that's just a bit of me getting old. But in fact, it's not. And the sooner we know, the sooner we can take steps to manage it.
Sturt, thank you so much for talking to us today. Now, the other thing I really like about this, and this will resonate with the listeners, you know, sometimes you get press releases from spin doctors about this, about that, about this, about that. You're actually a diabetic. You are a diabetic.
Yes, I am. I was a late bloomer type 1. And
when did you get? When did you notice?
Yeah, so I actually was losing weight, but went into hospital to be checked for whooping cough, of all things. And we were living in another country at the time, and it was an automatic test, the diabetes test. And they came back and said, look, you've got more issues for us to talk about. And so, yes, I had the news, congratulations, you have diabetes. And so now it's been a daily struggle, so I've dropped out of my previous career to try and spread the message around diabetes.
No, it's great to talk to someone who's been through the mill and knows what to look out for. And I think, and again, from our situation last week, we were absolutely amazed at the story that was told here. Bring it up in your workplace. Talk to people, ask around, and be aware of the signs, and let's all look out for each other a bit.
Thanks so much for your time. Astronomy!